Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How are you doing, Luke? It's the Luke and Pete Show, and it's a Monday. Yeah. Oh, you had a great weekend. This is pre-recorded. We're not recording it on the day because we're in New York City. By the time you hear that, Luke's going to be on his way.
I've got a really wet mouth.
Oh, get your wet mouth. I wonder if there's anybody, I think celebrities with wet mouths.
We will be.
I wonder if anybody's spotted.
On the way to New York City, although Pete, you might still already be there. What if people were to imagine you on a transatlantic flight flying from London to the US? Mm. What are you doing on the flight? What's typical Donaldson behaviour?
I'm like Will Self. I'm taking heroin on Air Force One or whatever. Didn't he say he took heroin on a plane with Tony Blair? Back
did
in
he?
The day?
Yeah, that's
big,
wow,
big talk. Just showing off, really, isn't it?
Mean, you will have neither heroin or Tony Blair.
I am probably playing Zelda on my Switch.
Love that.
And probably waiting for the next meal.
I'm going to study ahead of the trip Super Mario Odyssey to get right into it, and yeah, then I'm going to start playing it for the trip. So I'll probably be playing Super Mario Odyssey right now as people
cool.
listen to this.
Yeah. I've got two Switches now because I'm a flipping idiot.
Wow, how come?
Because they released a mini version, which really works more with my lifestyle / pocket size. So Switch is just too big for the pocket. It's
I think
ridiculous.
People are going to start saying we're out of touch. We've been talking about hotels recently. We've been talking about Pret a Manger. We've been talking about having two Switches when you don't need them.
Yeah, well, I'll sell one on. I'm just, you know, I've just got a lot of computer equipment to get on eBay first because I was in a big old battle with some processor manufacturer / salesman. Online, they would not give me the money back when I returned it because I'd got the aforementioned thermal paste on it, and they were very.
What piece of kit was it?
It was a i9 Intel processor.
Is that big? Is that big potatoes?
That's pretty big potatoes, Luke. If any computer builders are familiar, that's pretty big potatoes.
Is it the biggest potato you can get?
I put the big potato in the motherboard and realised that it was a duplicate item. So I was like, I put that back in the box and sent it back, and they said we can't resell this. The seal's broken and there's thermal paste on it. I said, well, how would I know whether it worked or not?
Yeah.
Sunshine. Yeah. And so they tried to charge me and indeed they did charge me a 25% restocking fee. Go fuck yourself, aria.co.uk. Yeah? You hear me? Yeah. aria.co.uk.
It's a very interesting story. There's a lot to process there.
Yeah. Don't go to our... I mean, they were well within the rights to do all of that. I just Googled wet mouths, celebrity wet mouths. And I've come up to the 13 sexiest celebrity mouths on the planet. Can you name any? I will name two sexy celebrity mouths.
Okay, and what date is the article?
They're all fucking women.
What date is the article?
The date of the article was 2014. The 13 sexiest okay. celebrity mouths.
I'm just going to go with two absolute crowd-pleasing guesses. Right. Katy Perry.
Nope. Not on the list.
Scarlett Johansson.
On the list.
Yes.
Yes.
I got one. That's not too
brilliant.
Bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just gone for people.
I'm surprised
that...
you didn't go for the Jolie. That was a pretty famous one.
I said Jolie. Oh, yeah, cool.
Jolie.
Yeah. To be honest, I've not spent much time thinking about it, and you've just sprung it on me, really.
One of them's Georgia May Jagger. Mick Jagger's daughter. I mean, come on. That's.
Oh, with the gap too?
Well, yeah, and the lips. Oh, it's Mick Jagger's daughter, for crying out loud. It's going to have lips, isn't it?
I've got a gap tooth. She's doing it for us.
Doing the gap tooth lot.
It was just me and Madonna for years.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. I mean, why are we doing this, Pete?
I don't know, mate. I just like Googling stuff. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
This wasn't the initial...
Solange Knowles.
Solange. She's one of the biggest recording artists in the world.
Oh, fuck off.
You work in a radio station. Do you get to choose one song an hour?
I get to choose one song a day, I think. One song a show.
But it has to be a certain type of song?
Yeah, of course. There's no point in me choosing, you know.
So you couldn't choose like Hammer Smashed Corpse by Cannibal Corpse?
Probably not.
Hammer Smashed Face, sorry, by Cannibal Corpse. An unforgivable Cannibal Corpse error there. It's
yes.
Like you and your Wu-Tang crew.
Yes.
So what's an example of a song you would be able to play off your own volition on the radio station?
Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
And that's what you would choose?
It's not what I would choose. I'd clearly choose I'm Not Okay. Not okay.
Who's that by again? Oh, My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Yeah.
They were massive for a bit, weren't they?
They were massive until they weren't.
Gerard Way.
Gerard Way.
I read a really interesting article this week, and I might be a bit behind the curve, but I'm making no apology for that.
Mm.
And the reason it was interesting is because I'm of the age for it to be entirely relevant. But it was a retrospective look and then a further catch-up 20 years on of some of the biggest gladiators from the TV show Gladiators.
Okay, physically biggest.
Oh, just the most popular
imposing,
one.
Right? Who are the most popular? Wolf?
So this journalist caught up with Wolf, Jet, Lightning, and Cobra.
Okay.
And it gave me all the nostalgic feels, I'm telling you.
Mm.
It was amazing because back in the day, Saturday, you'd have your tea, you'd watch Gladiators. Then when you got a little bit older, it would be the thing you'd watch before you went out with your mates to the pub.
Yeah, okay.
And I just kind of loved it.
Yeah, it's... when I said, because obviously I do that podcast with Mark Haynes, Wrestle Meet, like, I guess there were probably very few wrestlers that would be so familiar to people.
Wolf.
As Wolf probably was.
Massive, wasn't he?
Like a massive star in the UK, certainly. In a very small catchment area, obviously, but yeah. Incredible.
Wolf said that, in the article, he said that he wasn't designed to be a bad guy.
Right.
And he said that this is rubbish because everyone's really, you know, good and like there's nothing to it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let me be a bad guy, a bad gladiator. And they were like, no. And he said, let me do it for one episode and see how it goes. And they're like, okay. And obviously he absolutely killed it. He said, if you don't like it, I'll never do it again. And the whole thing went mad.
His hair, well, because he looked different to all of the other gladiators because he was quite a little bit older, I'd say. Or certainly looked older in the face. He was on the cover of the video game Barbarian and Barbarian 2 with Linda Luce Hardy.
I remember Barbarian.
Back in the day.
But Barbarian was... Because Wolf is now 67 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so he was a bit older. But he was one of the most famous... I reckon he's probably one of the most famous people in the country at one point. But yeah, it's just quite interesting how like something about it seemed a lot more innocent, didn't it? Do you think it seemed innocent?
I guess... But these... Because like nowadays, like you could go into any gym and pull out 5, 6, 7 men and women... Who are absolutely ripped.
Some of them would be carrying pugil sticks.
Back then, it was so sort of rare. Look at him on the cover of Barbarian, the video game Barbarian.
I had that game. You had a special move where you could chop the guy's head off.
Yes.
I remember
Linda Luce Hardy. My God, Linda Luce Hardy. My God.
What are your memories of Saturday Night TV? It was amazing, wasn't it? It was just brilliant back in the day. I was saying to you the other day, wasn't I? We were on the train going somewhere. I said to you, if I could bring any TV show back ever, I'd bring back Big Break.
Yes, you would. You went on a what can only be described as a 5-minute rant about how good Big Break was.
The format is just so good. It's such a good show.
Did you used to get like proper world class snooker players or snooker players who gone off the boil a bit though?
No, you'd get a mixture.
Right.
They'd have like Jimmy White on there and stuff.
Right, okay.
But they would have to be, they would probably, it wouldn't be about ability because obviously all those snooker players would be good for that standard for what they needed to do. It's more about whether they would be kind of fun.
Fun.
It was just an amazing show. I love snooker anyway, so that's probably got to do with it. But to me, it feels like when now you do have big shows like you'd have Strictly Come Dancing, you'd have Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, all those kind of ones, I'm a Celebrity, etc. But they're different, aren't they? Because they're more about, I mean, for example, I'm a celebrity. That's, I'm pretty sure that's on like every day. And it's all, it's as much about the online sort of presence, the hashtag. You could, and then Big Brother, of course, broke the mold where they had that thing where you could watch it 24 hours a day. But back when I'm just talking about like straight Saturday night TV classics, like bangers, straight bangers. So like Noel's House Party, Big Break, Gladiators. These were like proper shows. I've just got a lot of affection for those kind of shows.
Hugely. I mean, I don't remember Saturday night television that much, but I do remember Fresh Prince, then Crystal Mayers.
But they weren't Saturday, though.
I'm just saying that I don't really remember Saturday night.
Right.
Probably because I'm not drinking and partying, but the Friday night was always go down Quick Save, get a booty bag, get some discos, get some cloudy lemonade.
Booty
get
bag.
Get yourself home, watch a bit of Crystal Mayers. Watch a bit of maybe a bit of Red Dwarf. Was Red Dwarf be Friday? And then, well, actually, after
Fresh Red Prince, Dwarf was called like 8 p.m. midweek.
After Fresh Prince and after the Crystal Maze, you would be getting into 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Friends and Frasier and stuff like that. Perfect.
For me, I'm talking
Cheers.
I'm talking Generation Game. I'm talking Baywatch. I'm talking Gladiators. Yeah. I'm talking Blind Date.
All that shit left me cold, to be honest.
Noel's House Party.
Yeah, I used to watch a bit of that. Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, no, not really. None of those kind of hit me. I can't remember what I would have been doing at that point.
Don't forget your toothbrush.
That's Friday night, isn't it? Oh, no. That's don't forget your toothbrush. Late Saturday, wasn't it, on Channel 4?
Do you remember the all-time classic, the perennially underrated and actually just straight bad Man O' Man with Chris Tarrant? Do you remember Chris Tarrant's Man O' Man?
Yeah, they used to get all of the sex offenders in the town and they used to congregate on a shopping centre. And find a man for a woman, didn't they?
No, that wasn't it.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
No, this was, they'd get
like... Davina McCall involved?
No, it was Chris Tarrant. Right. Oh, maybe Davina, I can't remember. But 10 guys would stand there.
Wasn't it in a shopping centre?
No, it was in the studio, this purpose-built studio.
Right.
And it had a big swimming pool at the top of this kind of like
sea. They get pushed in.
Yeah.
Get in the pool.
And there would be women in the crowd exclusively.
Sounds more Barrymore style, to be honest.
Yeah. For goodness sake.
Oh, for
and they would all vote, and the one with the least amount of votes got pushed in the pool, and the last guy won Man Oh Man. I think he got like a little trophy or something. Saturday Night TV was the one, I'm telling you. It was so good. But anyway, that article about the Gladiators is quite interesting because he meets Jet and and one of them, Rhino, is apparently like quite a big producer in Hollywood now.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And yeah.
Would you have Jim Davidson back on our screens doing a Big Break?
The thing is, Pete, and I'm not going to win any favours by saying this, particularly not from the guy who thinks I'm a gammon anyway. It's almost like the Richard Keys thing. Whether you like it or not, and for the record, I don't like it, Davidson was a very good guy on telly.
He worked.
He was very good on TV.
He worked.
Barrymore's brilliant on TV. If you watch clips of Barrymore now, my God, he's
Barrymore
brilliant.
Barrymore should never have lost his career, in my opinion. My story got fucking put in Pop Bitch.
Tell people who are listening.
Barrymore kissed me on the lips and asked... me and a friend.
You're going to need to give more context on that, mate. That's just people are pulling their cars over now.
The day that Barrymore was acquitted of Stuart Lubbock's death in his own swimming pool, murder, a day where he should have been probably keeping his head down, he went to the Century Club in London and I was working for a radio station and we'd gone out for a few drinks and it was kind of like my first taste of what I would call a media goings out, media night out, day
out.
What
year was it then?
God, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, you could probably just Google whenever Stuart Lubbock was, he was found not guilty. He comes in and he's massive and he's wearing a baseball cap. And I think our producer, Paul, still has that baseball cap. If you're listening,
right.
You get it. You know where to get it.
Right.
Paul, the producer from XFM. He tried to shake my hand and I was trying, because he wouldn't stop holding my hand, basically. I tried to teach him a credit card kind of like a brushing against kind of hand. I've learnt this new handshake, fella.
Michael,
and did the credit card, and he sort of like fell over, knocked our newsreader over, and sort of landed kind of in front of me on his knees, and he gave me a big old sloppy kiss, and then later on he asked if we wanted to go to his house, and the worst thing I'm going to do is wank you off. It's not the worst thing you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure. I'll see worse things.
People are just going to be confused by this.
Yeah, but he said he.
And they got picked up by Pop Bitch.
It got put in a. I mean, it was
a gossip email.
All right. I mean, Mark Haynes was there from Wrestling Me, so it was probably something to do with him, to be honest. But
running
it
his mouth.
It got put in there. It got just put in there like a, just a story, just a. And I was reading it. I was like, hang on.
Anyway, my only experience with Michael Barrymore, Strike It Lucky.
True.
It's a great show. And he's very good on that as well.
He was very good.
And Ant and Dec are very good on Saturday Night TV as well.
Let's just review every person we know.
I wish I could just watch all those shows again and review
Jim
them.
Davidson's Twitter account has been taken down after he tweeted a number of messages in support of Minister Mark Field, who pushed a protester at a charity dinner.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Seems weird that...
Did he grab a woman by the throat?
I think so,
very,
yes.
Very problematic. Yeah. Jim Davidson's a terrible guy. Just saying he's good on telly.
I just wanted to see what his tweets were. I imagine location, Great Britain,
because
comes up.
Because the problem is, to understand that, I think you've really got to have like a limited amount, just a tiny amount of experience on TV and realise how hard it is.
Right, yeah.
And for them to be so good at it. Mm. Anyway, he's a terrible guy. I'm pleased he's not on TV anymore for obvious reasons, but there's no place for him in 2019.
Speaking,
he was talented as a TV presenter.
Speaking of memories, do you reckon I would get away with wearing what can only be described as a gold ingot pendant?
I don't know what it is.
Back in the day, my dad had one.
Let's have a look.
And I always thought they looked kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, like they look great.
Big, sort of chunky kind of...
I think Charlie's got one.
Has he?
I think so, yeah.
Are the kids doing it?
I think Charlie's got one.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm going to get a silver ingot pendant.
Me and my dad had St. Christopher necklaces. Do you know those?
Is it just a cross or something? Like?
No, it's like a little pendant, but it's got St. Christopher carrying the child across the river.
Right.
It's a cool little pendant.
Because I've never worn...
I've still got it, I just don't
I've never
wear
worn
it.
Any jewellery before in my life, apart from... apart from a watch, but I just think I should get into it a bit.
Well, while you're contemplating that, Pete, let's have a little break. You can buy yourself a gold ingot pendant, and then we'll reach to me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more,
then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Else. She's going to report me for saying bugger, you know. Oh, just wait till I see your mother. You're in real trouble. Oh, I say, well, if you're going to go and see her, then tell her this bugger-shaped funk-shaped fucking sphincter.
I forgot.
He never gets old.
He kind of really throws himself into that one, doesn't he?
Hello@lukeandpeter.com is the email address, of course. I know I said that very fast. So hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Ewan from Aberdeen has emailed in about Postman Pat.
Okay.
We talked about Postman Pat a week or two ago. And this is a follow-up.
And it's black and white cat.
He said, yeah, exactly. He says, due to the fact that until recently I regularly had to endure Postman Pat at 5:30 in the morning with an annoyingly awake toddler on my lap, I can confirm that Postman Pat is still lovingly crafted using stop motion. And despite being spruced up slightly, the theme song is still essentially the same tune and lyrics that we enjoyed as children in the 80s. What Luke may have been confused by is the outro tune, which is now Special Delivery Service, an annoyingly catchy ditty that I catch myself humming. I'm just going to load it up. That I catch myself humming more often than I'd like to admit. It sounds a bit like this. That's... The other major change is that Pat no longer works for the Royal Mail after they mercilessly sacked him in 2000 because they decided he no longer fitted with their corporate image. To make ends meet, he now works for the inexplicably well-resourced Special Delivery Service.
Sorry, this is Feliz Navidad, isn't it, really?
A little bit, yeah.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Let's get rid of that. He goes on to say, Ewan, in Aberdeen, he says... all the evidence suggests it's a 0 hours contract. Pat will be sitting eating with his family when a phone call from his boss, who's called Ben, a 20-something pen pusher who never leaves his fucking desk.
What a tit.
Means he has to drop everything and head straight to the depot. The only consolation for Pat is that Special Delivery Service, or SDS as they're known, kit him out with an orgy of transport options, including a 4x4 Jeep, a motorbike with sidecar for Jess, a helicopter, and even a plane that can take off vertically.
That is badass.
The low point for the franchise came a few years back when they made a feature-length film in which Pat enters the Greendale talent show and is revealed that he has a fantastic singing voice, which was provided by none other than Ronan Keating. That's probably more than you wanted to know about Postman Pat, given it's a three-minute tangent during today's show, but sadly I know more about children's shows than any kind of art form intended for adults these days. Keep up the good work and speak to you soon. All the best, Ewan from Aberdeen.
Do you know what I'd really like to see?
Go on.
Motorway or interstate and a man on a motorbike, maybe a Harley, with a sidecar, with a dog, with goggles.
Yeah. Doesn't happen much, does it?
You just never see it.
There was two dogs on the tube on the way in this morning. They didn't know each other. They're both little yappy dogs.
Yeah.
And they were going crazy at each other on the tube.
Yes.
It was chaos.
Love it.
One actually eventually had to move down the other end of the carriage.
Cool off.
But one of the dogs, it was like a little terrier. It was so excited by the other dog. It kept trying to get away from its mother. She couldn't hold on to him properly. It kept squirming away. It was exciting.
Love it.
It was exciting.
I love when dogs go batshit.
You got an email there?
There was a lovely corgi on the way home from Newcastle. That was an arduous journey. Five hours.
I know.
5 hours on the train.
Ours was bad, mate. I'll tell you about our one. Our one got caught.
Wasn't there a man called who looked like George Bush?
Yeah. He was shouting.
Why was he shouting?
Because it was overcrowded and it kept stopping, and the guard came over the tannoy and said that that we're going for a part of the track that's not electric, so we need to go on the diesel engines.
Yeah,
but the previous driver up until Doncaster or whatever,
yeah, filled the fucking
hadn't warmed them up.
Right,
so we had to sit there for 20 minutes waiting.
Well, he warmed
and then someone pulled the emergency alarm.
That's
annoying.
That's bad behaviour.
Anyway,
right?
Yeah, carry on. What email you got there, mate?
Joseph. Hey, Joseph. All right, lads, long-time listener, first-time email. After hearing Luke recount his anecdote of buying cheese and car batteries from a bloke in a pub in episode 199.63, I felt it was my duty to regale you of my experiences with Cleethorpes' greatest pub-trepreneur.
Yeah, I didn't buy the car battery or the cheese. I had it offered to me. I didn't purchase it.
A lot of very blocky items. A few months ago, I visited my dad for the weekend in Cleethorpes, nice part of the world. And ever since I turned 18 5 years ago, we would always pop into his local to numb our senses prior to getting home to be mobbed by my younger siblings. This time, however, when nipping into Sainsbury before the pub, we bumped into a new friend of my dad's. With jeans hanging off his arse and some very well-used bags for life in each hand, I was wary of how my dad had come to know this gentleman. They exchanged pleasantries, and upon leaving, my dad shouted, "I'm running low on coffee and cheese, by the way. You know where I'll be. I'll see what I can do," comes the reply. Just stealing to order. Yeah. I'm suspicious, and 5 minutes later, before we'd had our first sip, the man returns with, inexplicably, an open box of at least 75 Dairy Milk chocolate bars, the sort a newsagent would display on the counter. The man offers my dad the lot for a tenner, but perplexed, my dad offers a fiver to get him out of the pub. He duly obliges, and after my dad, rather tongue-in-cheek, reminds him of his previous order, the coffee and the cheese.
Yeah.
As we're tucking in to presumably stolen goods, the man returns and whispers to my dad's friend that he's got a bag of KFC chicken fillets. Any sane person at this point would assume that this now obvious, very accomplished shoplifter had pilfered the Sainsbury's fridges for some KFC branded chicken fillets. Do those even exist? I don't think so, Joseph.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you'd be wrong. As it turns out, he spotted the KFC staff across the road on their fag break, sneaked around the back of the shop and directly emptied the freezers full of loose raw chicken breast into his bag for life.
This man is a thief.
The price for this mission, a fiver, obviously. He scarpers one final time to see what I can do about the cheese and the coffee before returning swiftly with an even bigger, seemingly wetter bag than before. He forces the bag into my friend's hand, forcing him to shout, "Ah, what's that sticking into my hand? This isn't all breast. There's a bone in the hand." All the while, his hand's dripping in chicken juice. The man accepts a greasy fiver for the presumably £20 worth of chicken and leaves never to be seen again. Despite probably being accessories to several crimes by the end of the afternoon, we found the whole thing hilarious, and I won't be surprised if my brothers and sisters never want to see a bar of Dairy Milk again. Also, I'm vegan now.
All right.
And that was from Joe, who saw us in Newcastle on Friday.
I'll tell you what.
Enjoyable.
Fiver for that kind of...
Greasy stolen chicken.
Yeah.
No, would you put them straight in the freezer? Would you enjoy them later on?
At the risk of incurring the wrath of people from that part of the world is very much how I imagine Cleethorpes to be.
How rude. How very
I've never
rude.
Been there.
Well, why are you saying that then?
No, I shouldn't be saying that. That's mean, really. Yeah, thank you for that. It's very much similar vibe to how the guy with the cheese and the deli block of cheese and the car battery. Christian's also been in touch saying... This is a bit of an interesting one, Pete, because last week you were talking about why American eggs are white,
yeah,
and brown, and the UK ones are brown, and you sort of ascertained that you thought it was because they were cleaned better. Christian's just emailed in saying white eggs are from white feathered chickens, brown eggs are from brown feathered chickens. That's all it is.
Yeah, but the very specifically bleached eggs in America are because they were cleaned to within an inch of their lives.
Right.
But
I can't see if that's true. I can't believe that's true anyway, because I've never once had a white egg in the UK, and there must be loads of white chickens in the UK.
Yeah, no, I think he might be wrong.
You reckon? Well, don't ask Joe, because he's a vegan. He
Why
won't know.
Are eggs white in the US? There we go.
Have a little Google, mate.
Protein spots are mainly found on brown eggs because they're from a blood vessel rupture. Ooh, gross.
Oh dear.
Gross.
Not what you asked, though, is it?
Not what I asked for.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to Secret Cinema Stranger Things in December.
Are you going to dress like little boy? Is this going to enchant me? Are you going to dress as the policeman?
No, you get given a thing you've got to dress up as.
Oh, right, okay. So then don't have so many of one more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I've got to dress...
That little munchkin boy.
I've got to dress up as the hotshot editor of the local newspaper.
Yeah. What's Mimi got?
I can't remember what she got.
I presume Mimi's going. You're not going by yourself.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, so we're going the 22nd of December. But it's not like other secret cinemas. They're not showing a movie. They're showing...
They
it's like a whole theme park type thing. And it's all set out...
They're not showing anything at the end of it, though.
I don't know, but it's all set out like Starcourt Mall, apparently.
Right.
Have you been to one?
No, but you made me yawn there.
Sorry.
My mate's done a couple of those ones. I think the Back to the Future one and a couple of others where you get assigned a little guy, little mystery, and somebody pops into your life and goes, "Hey, I need some help with this," and you tottle off and have a bit of an adventure with them.
Supposed
very
to be
exciting.
Good. Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
Yeah,
but
really,
the
really
only, good. There's no way to know where it's going to be. You've just got to go to this particular spot and wait.
Right.
And they're going to pick you up and take you there.
That would annoy me. That involves minibuses. Don't like it.
I may never be seen again. Mother.
Stranger Things. I've happened. Things. I've never seen Stranger Things. Does someone go missing and then they just go on an adventure?
It's good, mate.
Instead of calling the authorities, just go on an adventure.
When all said and done, all the people who hype it and all the people who say they don't be bothered because it's been hyped, it's just good. It's just well done telly. Give it a bash.
Give it a bash.
At the bangers and mash. All right, let's get out of here, Peter. That's about enough for this, I think.
Oh, God.
We'll try and do an episode later this week where we're in the US. We'll take the mics and see if we can get it to happen. It should be lots of fun. If you don't hear from us, then we have fucked it up. I'm Luke. That's Pete. Hello at lukeandpeach.com to get in touch with any of the stuff you've heard about today or anything you want us to discuss or tell us about. And we'll see you again soon.
Okay, Dad. Bye. Not bad chicken.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.